Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Samuel Week 1. The central thought of and the Divine Trinity as revealed in 1 and 2 Samuel, Saturday. Related verses, Matthew 6:33, "But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." Revelation 11:15. "And the seventh angel trumpeted, and there were loud voices in heaven saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he will reign forever and ever." Revelation 1:4 through 7. "John to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is coming, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has released us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the might forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he comes with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the land will mourn over him. Yes, amen." Matthew 6:9 through 13. "And then pray in this way, Our Father who is in the heavens, your name be sanctified. Your kingdom come, your will be done, as in heaven, so also on earth. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not bring us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Related reading. Our present situation and God's need today are the same in principle as the situation and the need at the time of Samuel. Some today need to pray according to God's need, as Hannah did. God needs some like Samuel, who was a Nazirite, a priest, a prophet, and the last judge. Samuel was the last judge because God used him to terminate the confused situation among God's people, who were without a king or a kingdom. God needs such ones who are qualified to terminate the negative situation and bring in the king and the kingdom. The fulfillment of the kingdom is the coming kingdom, which will be brought in by the Lord Jesus. But there is a need today for some like Samuel to cooperate by bringing in that kingdom. In a sense, Christ our King is not here yet, and we are still in a confused situation, just as in the age of the judges. We should aspire to be the last judge. The sisters especially should aspire to be like Hannah, praying to bring forth some like Samuel who will terminate the confused age so that Christ the King may come with his kingdom. We need to realize how greatly the Divine Trinity is needed for this to be accomplished. In order for Hannah to pray such a prevailing prayer and receive a definite reply, she needed the tabernacle and the offerings, which typify Christ the Son as the embodiment of God and the reality of all the offerings. Similarly, in order for us to pray to meet God's need today, we need Christ as the embodiment of God and the reality of the offerings. We also need the fulfillment of the tent of meeting, which is the church as God's dwelling place. Hannah did not pray her prevailing prayer in her home. We need God's embodiment and his full salvation in the church life. Then we can pray prevailing prayers for God's goal, to bring in the kingdom. This is the experience of the Divine Trinity. 1 and 2 Samuel reveal that the bringing in of the king and the setting up of the kingdom depend on the involvement of the Divine Trinity with his people. The triune God is still involved with us today. The triune God, with his embodiment, his redemption, and his spirit, is constituting us into useful persons for his coming and his kingdom. We must trust in the involvement, the work of the Divine Trinity. If we see this, it will revolutionize our concept about what it means to be a Christian. Our natural religious, cultural, moral, and ethical concepts concerning the Christian life need to be replaced with a vision of the fully involved triune God. We must learn to cooperate with the Divine Trinity. The Divine Trinity is the model of our Christian life. Among the Divine Trinity, there is no warfare. The Father is happy to exalt the Son. The Son is very willing to subject himself to the Father, and the Spirit is willing to testify concerning the Son. Our human Trinity is not like this. Therefore, we need a Savior. This Savior is the Divine Trinity who has come into our spirit. After we are saved, our human Trinity needs to follow the indwelling Divine Trinity. In our salvation, we should cooperate with the Savior who is indwelling us. Eventually, our entire being, spirit, soul, and body will glorify the Divine Trinity. This cooperation with the indwelling Trinity will result in His glorification, His expression, and His manifestation.